We're really excited about this concept, and I think they're ready to start. So will you please make welcome the Fiddle Puppets.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. We're glad you like that. Well, the next segment of our show, we're going to give you a little historical perspective on what made American clogging, and right now, what are you going to do? Right now, we're going to feature the Irish segment of the show, and and also a wee bit of burlesque. Did you get the shoe? Oh, they're doing a fine job. Now, this is usually the way it's done in Ireland, you know. Of course, fellas, you know, if this happens, it means you're immediately going to get married, and the next day you'll have three kids. So, if you see the girls doing this, just either run or let them do it. And these girls have gotten pretty good at this, I hope. Look at that. And you probably know that this is a Scottish kilt. Oh, man. This is a lot more fun. Wow! It's more fun than doing it yourself. Yeah, this is great. And they're really adept at this, you know. And well, cinch it up there nice and tight. That's good. That's good. Yeah, that's just lovely. Now, lasses, don't forget my body, Prince Charlie. Oh, where's my shoehorn? All right, anyway, now that they've done so well, don't you think they're really good at that? Where is that thing? Ah, thanks. Oh, gee, that's a pleasure. Well, right now then, now that I'm all attired in my Scottish kilts, I'm going to do for you a wee Irish jig. This is a slip jig that I learned from the late, great Mrs. Peggy O'Neill, and she learned her dancing in the County Tyrone. So here it is, a slip jig. Workshop in that next summer. Next, it gives me great pleasure to introduce an old friend who I first met as a member of a band from Bloomington called the Easy Street String Band, and they came to DC and I thought, man, that is not Southern, but man, that is bad. And the next thing, this fellow started a dance troupe, which now is called Rhythm and Shoes, and they are all kind of bad. And you've probably heard him all week. You may not know what to talk about. He's been calling squares, leading singing games for kids, sawing his fiddle out there at all hours of the night, singing terrible songs. And you probably didn't know that he's an excellent step dancer. So I want you to please make welcome Mr. Frank Hall. He's going to do a Northumbrian clog for you. Thank you.
Hall.
Frank Hall with Northumbrian Clogging. From that same region in the northern part of England is a very interesting dance form that developed in the mining tradition when the flexible steel was made back about 1848. Anyway, in that region, the miners were avid dancers and they developed a dance form called rapper dancing. And right now, all the way from Annapolis, Maryland, we want to present for you the Fiddle Puppet Rappers.
As you can see, we've had fun these last 10 years on the folk circuit, learning dances from other cultures, and that's what we want. One of the things we want to do tonight is share some of them with you. You've seen quite a lot already, and the one we're going to do now is very special and dear to us, because we've had the pleasure and good fortune to work the Canadian Folk Festivals. And one of those festivals sponsored us doing our production that we call Incredible Feats. And it is the look at percussive dances from around the world. The name of the Canadian group, they're called Les Danseurs de la Rivière Rouge, which means the dancers of the Red River. And all of their dances are beautiful, but the first time we saw them, they did the dance that we're about to do, and we fell in love with it, and eventually they taught it to us. It's called Jig de Lille, and it comes from Prince Edward Island from the French community, and Jig de Lille means Jig of the Isle. We've also had the good pleasure to take some African classes and see African dancing, and we love it. And when we first started wanting to know more about the source of our dancing, clog dancing, which is what we started with, Folks used to always say, well, of course it was the Irish and the English and the Scottish dancing, mixing here with the American Indian and the African dancing. And none of this could really be documented. But a couple years later, we did see an African dance that really blew us away because it had some moves and some rhythms in it that we thought were traditional American rhythms. Several years later, we had the privilege of meeting Ladysmith Black Mambazo from South Africa, and I don't know if you've ever seen them or seen them on their tape, but they do rhythms with their feet, and they do a lot of the rhythms that are in this dance. The dance that you're about to see is a percussive foot dance, another traditional one, but it's from an entirely different corner of the world, and it's called the African boot dance.
You give it a try, and we'll see what it does to your hair. Think it might make it grow?
Yeah.
I don't know if anything's gonna help it now.
It might, Steve.
Let me see if I can loosen
up anyway. A little.
Thank you. Where is he?
I'll get him here.
Steve and I would like to invite some of you for probably the first time, and some of you, this is going to be a nice little review, to join in with us. So we want you to loosen up your hands, get them nice and loose.
That's it.
And remember, the secret to not hurting yourself is having really loose hands and wrists. And I'm going to start you off with a real easy, simple little sideways clapping. Steve, it sounds like they've got that. I can't really see them too well,
yeah,
but I think they've got
right
it, right?
Good, yeah.
You know what? I bet these folks here at Augusta would like to learn your favorite way of clapping your hands. The one you'd rather do more than all the other ones that you've learned over across the country. You know, that one always makes you look so ridiculous. Ridiculous.
You mean stupendous. Stupendous. You're just jealous.
Stupendous. That's probably a better word.
That's what I thought you meant.
You mean this one. Your favorite one.
Try this with me, and you can look stupendous in no time.
Put your hands up like that.
Yeah, that looks
pretty good. Now, just open them up a little bit, about that far. Now, the important thing to remember is to let your wrists be relaxed. So just let them be as relaxed as some very well-done spaghetti, and let them just flop over like that. And flip them back over. Keep them going back and forth a little faster. Keep them nice and relaxed. Get your elbows and shoulders into it. Add a little speed, and pretty soon!
Now, some of you aren't concentrating enough, and if you're not concentrating, all you gotta do is stare down at the end of your nose and kind of really stick your tongue out and think about it. Good job. All right, here's one guaranteed to make everybody feel really coordinated this evening. We're going to do a little elbow boning. And on this one, you want to assume the position of a traffic cop with your hand up like you're stopping the cars. Nice right angle out here. Now make believe you're waving goodbye to someone. And with your other hand, what you're going to do is hit down on those fingers and let that hand slide off and hit your elbow, and then your hands kind of clap together on the way back down. To repeat and go. Now, it's not as hard as it looks. One hand is just going up and down at an angle, and your arm looks like it's about to fall out of your shoulder socket, and you get all of them in the way of each other. And they've got it, right, Steve?
Sure do. You look just fine.
Now, a lot of these old rhythms are derived or variations of ham bone rhythms. And right now, Steve is going to have you using your ham bones, the part of your leg, between your knee and your hip, the ham of your leg. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, though, more importantly, he's going to make your arms and hands look like the blades on one of those old-timey, antique push lawnmowers you used to have back in the old days.
That's right. Back when he and I used to have to mow the lawn.
No motors. You did all the work.
That's right. That's right. You had to provide the power yourself. Now, here's what you do. Cross your arms. Now, be careful because you're in chairs with arms on them.
Scoot out a little bit.
You want to scoot out on the edge just so that your ischial prominences are dangling over the precipice. Yeah. Now, put one hand up just like this. That looks pretty good out there. Take your other hand, put it right out there. That way, when the mower gets started, you won't lose your manicure, you know. It's important these days. Now, is that hand up there? That one? You see it? Let that hand fall and give your opposite arm a little smack. Slide right off that arm. Give that ham bone a little whack. Now, put your opposite hand up. Let's do it on the other side. Your arm and your ham bone. Now, back here again. Keep alternating, reach your right and your left. Add a little speed.
Come on, Steve, let's get them running on. They've got it, they're really great.
Yeah.
All right, well. There's no way that we could cover all the rhythms that especially Steve knows, but we do have enough time to share with you a way to put the finishing touches on your ham bone routine by learning how to play songs on your face. Now, if you haven't tried this before, the secret is to make a big hollow space in your mouth. So everybody pretend for a second that you have a whole egg in your mouth for a minute. Pull your tongue right in the back of your throat and leave your lips into a little small circle. Hit yourself on the cheek and you can make a nice little sound. Or, if you want to make a little bit louder sound, take your fingers and make a nice flat surface with them, and very gently pinch your lips straight on and make a little popping sound like this. Or, if you have a big hollow, empty space in your head like I do, you can use the flat of your knuckles, hit yourself on top of the head, and get the same sound. Now, if you practice, you can get to where you can play songs on your face. Isn't that right, Steve?
It's true. It's true.
And in case there's any doubters in here this evening, Steve and I just happened to have been working on combining a very old patriotic song, Yankee Doodle, with a more modern kind of a bluegrassy sounding tune called Dueling Faces. And when we put these two together, we come up with a brand new tune called Dueling Doodle. And we'd like to play it for you this evening. Steve, are you ready?
I'm a little out of tune. I think we better just
tune up a little. Okay, here we go.
Tune up a little bit. Okay, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Dueling Doodle. Talent when you see it here. I'll tell you what, let's do a quick little review of everything we've done, starting off with the sideways clap. Now, Steve, stupendous looking way to clap your hands. And the one that makes everybody feel coordinated, the elbow bone. And now using those old ham bones, the lawnmower. Watch those armchairs. And to wind this up, let's have a big rousing chorus of shave and a haircut played on our faces together. On the count of three, okay? One, two, three. Practice up, you'll be good by tomorrow morning. Thank you.